From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, September 15th. I'm Lana Cohen. The August Complex, which is the largest fire in California history, is continuing to burn steadily across five counties, including Mendocino. Although the 755,603-acre inferno is still growing, relatively favorable weather conditions over the past few days have allowed firefighters who had to retreat during last week's wind event to get back on the ground and continue their diligent work to contain the complex. Due largely to the massive scale of the fire, the National Interagency Fire Center, which provides logistical support to firefighting teams across the country, made the decision last week to split the August complex into three zones, north, south, and west, all of which are being managed individually. The north and south zones are being managed by the U.S. Forest Service. Cal Fire is managing the west zone of the complex. Along the west side of the August Complex West Zone, which is burning in Mendocino and Trinity counties, there is currently a 100-mile-long, uncontained front of flames, roaring in the mountainous, hard-to-reach terrain of Mendocino National Forest's Yuki Wilderness. According to the August Complex West Zone Public Information Officer Will Powers, firefighters are working day and night, on the ground and in the air, to contain the fire and protect nearby communities, including Covelo and Willits, which lie just miles away from the blazes.
Putting in lines is our main priority. Keeping those fires out of those rural communities is our top priority. Public safety is always number one when we're out here fighting these fires. Also, crew safety is number one. We're not going to put crews in areas where there might be a major hazard, so we might attack that from the air, or put dozer lines in and then let crews go in after we know it's safe for them to enter. Priority today, of course, is always reevaluating hour after hour, evaluating from the air, evaluating from the ground. Number one objective is to keep this fire out of those rural communities along this west corridor. As of right now, there's no official containment lines, but we're hoping over the next 24 to 48-hour operational period that we'll be able to put some lines in and have some solid containment lines where we know that fire will have no more spread in that area.
Although Powers is hopeful that the West Zone team will begin gaining on the fire in the next day or two, he still worries about the general weather conditions, which remain conducive to fire growth.
So throughout this incident, of course, the biggest concern has been those really dry fuels that we have. They're critically low at this time. So anytime you get any wind or any really low RHs coupled with that hot weather, that poses a risk into those areas. Over this next week, our hope is that the weather cooperates with us. We're hoping overnight those RHs go up and that fire lays down.
The August complex burning right in our backyard, in addition to the fires that have popped up across the West Coast in the past month and change, are troubling enough in themselves. However, they are causing another major and long-lasting issue. Dangerously diminished air quality that is forecasted to stick around for at least as long as the fires. Anthony Wexler, the director of the Air Quality Research Center at UC Davis, put it simply.
The pollutant levels have been hazardous to your health for the most part. If your visibility is impaired by the smoke, then you shouldn't be outside, because this is not good for your health. Blue smoke from the fires is kind of like smoking cigarettes, because the cigarettes are also burning leaves. The concentrations aren't as high for this air pollution that you're breathing, but you're breathing this air pollution all the time, whereas when people who smoke don't smoke all the time.
Two major pollutants caused by wildfire smoke are particulate matter, or PM 2.5, and PM10. PM10 is the ash that you might notice raining from the sky or coating your car in the morning. PM 2.5 is much smaller and can get deep into the lungs and bloodstream, which can result in serious health problems. Although PM 2.5 is dangerous for anyone who breathes it, the risk is much higher for people with pre-existing heart and lung conditions, children, and pregnant mothers. Breathing polluted air before the lungs are fully developed, which for most people is not until their mid-20s, can cause the lungs to grow improperly, resulting in diminished lung function and propensity towards lung disease as an adult. This makes breathing polluted air much more dangerous for kids and pregnant mothers with children in utero. For people with pre-existing conditions, air pollution can aggravate symptoms, leading to respiratory failure or heart attack. Dr. Brooks Kuhn, a pulmonary and critical specialist from UC Davis, said another factor that increases the risk of adverse health effects due to wildfire smoke is length of exposure.
it's definitely something that has me concerned. The amount of smoke, the amount of poor air quality, and the time that we're all going to be unfortunately exposed to this it's profound. Even comparing back to the car and campfires that we experienced 2 years ago, this is a lot more and a lot longer. So my concern is that most of the other literature does show kind of a dose-related effect, meaning the more, the worse the effect is. I'm concerned that we're going to see the effects of these, you know, long-term. And this is kind of an experiment, fortunately, that's going to get done on all of us, the likes of which, you know, we've really never seen anything to compare to.
Kuhn says in addition to children and those with pre-existing conditions, he is most worried about the effect of poor air quality on people with low socioeconomic status.
The biggest thing that has me worried is it's really people of low socioeconomic status as well. Previous data shows that, and especially our homeless populations or people who can't get inside air conditioning, I think they're going to get hit the heaviest. It's there's just nowhere to hide.
For KZYX News, I'm Lana Cohen. For all our local stories, photos, and more, visit kzyx.org.